This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the February-March issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have reviews in contemporary culture, including a review of The Fire This Time, A New Generation Speaks About Race by Jesmyn Ward, read by an ensemble of narrators, and My Own Words by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, read by Linda Lavin and Justice Ginsburg. I also have a narrator highlight with Graham Halstead and a review of his earphones-winning reading of WTF, What the French? By Olivier Magny. Let's get right to it. Our first review today is an earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews carry a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code, and if you don't have a smartphone, that's okay. You can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is Critics, Monsters, Fanatics, and Other Literary Essays. It's written by Cynthia Ozick, and it's an earphones winner read by Donna Postel. This audiobook will open doors for listeners familiar with Cynthia Ozick's brilliant criticism. These essays affirm that status. For those unfamiliar with Ozick's criticism, this audiobook serves as an excellent introduction. Although narrator Donna Postel doesn't sound like Ozick, whose actual voice is as memorable as her writing, Postel's performance brings out the author's literary voice with the right mix of wit, inflection, and hyperbole. In doing so, Postel's varied yet consistently low-key delivery complements the wide range of topics the book covers, including Ozick's perspectives on a variety of authors such as Saul Bellow, Martin Amis, and Franz Kafka. Daniel J. Siegel wrote that review of Critics, Monsters, Fanatics, and Other Literary Essays by Cynthia Ozick. It's an earphones winner, read by Donna Postel, and it's available from Highbridge Audio for 7.25 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is The Fire This Time in Contemporary Culture, A New Generation Speaks About Race. It's by Jesmyn Ward, read by Charisse Booth, Michael Early, Kevin R. Free, Corey Jackson, and Susan Spain. An ensemble of narrators take turns narrating stories, poems, and essays about race in 21st century America. All the narrators bring ample strength to their pieces, from Early's deep resonant voice to Spain's assured, clear presentation. And they keep this short book moving with excellent pacing. Kevin R. Free is especially consistent, narrating with a voice that urges us to listen not only to the words, but also to their author's intent and purpose. Booth and Free are also effective, using pauses and subtle changes in tone to draw the reader in. The result is a thoughtful audiobook that raises hopes, but also troubling questions for the country. Robert I. Grundfest wrote that review of The Fire This Time, A New Generation Speaks About Race. It's written by Jesmyn Ward. It's read by an ensemble of narrators, and it's available from Recorded Books for 5.5 hours unabridged. Our next review is 67 Shots, Kent State and the End of American Innocence. It's written by Howard Means, and it's read by Alan Sklar. Narrator Alan Sklar uses his deep voice to lend gravitas to an emotional story. It's been 46 years since the tragedy that left four students dead and a nation shaken during the depths of the Vietnam War. This audiobook uses the newly available Kent State Oral History Collection to examine the decisions that led to one of the most notorious actions of the 1960s era. It also provides a warning for us in our anxiety-ridden age to be vigilant and to think before we act on the public stage. Sklar reads at a steady pace and enunciates every word. He also builds tension as the story reaches its climax, pulling listeners along even though they may already know its outcome. Robert I. Grundfest wrote that review of 67 Shots, Kent State, and the End of American Innocence. It's written by Howard Means, read by Alan Sklar, and it's available from Blackstone Audio for 10 hours, unabridged. Next, we have A Rage for Order, The Middle East in Turmoil, from Tahrir Square to ISIS. It's written by Robert F. Wirth, and the introduction is by Robert F. Wirth, and it's read by Will Damron. The author himself delivers the introduction to this fast-paced recollection of his assignment as a New York Times Mideast correspondent during the Arab Spring. Will Damron fluidly narrates Wirth's experiences while reporting on the Arab Awakening. This informed and compelling audiobook covers both sides of the democratic and Islamic movements that have contorted much of the Arab world over the past 5 years. Damron's eloquent narration and storytelling gift gives shape to the complex and contradictory events that occurred in Tunisia, Egypt, Syria, and Libya as he narrates Wirth's eyewitness accounts coolly and efficiently. This audiobook captures the human aspects of the chaotic recent history that catapulted Tahrir Square, ISIS, and Benghazi into our consciousnesses. Alan L. Minskoff wrote that review of A Rage for Order, The Mideast in Turmoil, from Tahrir Square to ISIS. It's written by Robert F. Wirth, read by Will Damron, and it's available from Random House Audio for 10.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is My Own Words by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Mary Hartnett, and Wendy W. Williams. It's read by Linda Lavin with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This fascinating audiobook is a series of recorded speeches by Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg with introductions and background segments read by Linda Lavin. Using crisp tones, Lavin brings Ginsburg's legal career to life. Her legal opinions, numerous speeches, and presentations are threaded together, interspersed with a history of legal rights of women and minorities. Lavin's narration is fluid and appropriately emotional, depending upon the subject matter. The biography also includes a history of the Supreme Court, information on justices' wives, and a discussion of the roles of Supreme Court justices since the founding of the government. The recordings vary in quality depending upon their age and venue. Some are barely audible, while others are crisp and clear. This work is a fascinating look at Ginsburg's role in shaping the court's interpretations of the Constitution. Miriam B. Kahn wrote that review of My Own Words by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Mary Hartnett, and Wendy W. Williams. It's read by Linda Lavin and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 13.25 hours, unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate, Discoveries from a Secret World, by Peter Wallenben, read by Mike Grady. In a mature forest, trees of the same species can act together as a kind of superorganism rather than as individuals. This idea is the main point of Wallenben's book. His approach makes the text accessible for most people and well-suited to audio. The author is a professional forester rather than a botanist, and his target audience is the interested layperson rather than the scientist. Mike Grady proves to be an able narrator. His pace makes difficult passages easier to follow. His facility with German place names keeps them from hindering the presentation. And his accent adds a note of gravitas to the discussion. Richard C. Gottschall wrote that review of The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate, Discoveries from a Secret World by Peter Wallabin, read by Mike Grady. It's available from HarperCollins Publishers Limited for 7.5 hours of unabridged listening. And this is a reminder that you are listening to the February-March issue of Audiophile Magazine. It's the magazine that helps you to discover the world of audiobooks. Back to our reviews in contemporary culture, we have a review entitled Substitute, Going to School with 1,000 Kids. It's written by Nicholson Baker and it's read by Tom Zingarelli. Tom Zingarelli sounds like he's having as much fun narrating this audiobook as the author must have had in writing about his 28-day experience as a substitute teacher in a Maine public school district. Professional teachers and administrators may quibble with the audiobook's conceit, but Baker captures the experiences and feelings of students and teachers as they navigate a school day. Zingarelli has a voice and style that don't fit neatly into categories. His rich, deep, slightly fuzzy voice dips and soars, quickens and slows, and renders heartfelt character voices that ring true. He also grabs Baker's style, sarcastic, realistic, sympathetic, and translates it for the spoken word. It's a fun book and worth a listen. Robert I. Grundfest wrote that review of Substitute, Going to School with 1,000 Kids. It's by Nicholas Baker, read by Tom Zingarelli, and it's available from Tantor Media for 22.5 hours unabridged. Next, we have The Food and Wine of France, Eating and Drinking from Champagne to Provence. It's written by Edward Baer, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Graham Halstead. Graham Halstead's resonant narration brings out the rich diversity of different regions and dishes in this comprehensive exploration of French cuisine. Author Edward Baer explains that though French cuisine today may not be the same as it was 20 years ago, it continues to be sensuous, complex, and delicious. Whether he's delivering the history of Roquefort cheese, the science behind bread making, or the transformation of haute cuisine over time, Halstead's warm tones and alluring French accent evoke the wealth of details and surprises in these stories of food and its producers and chefs. Halstead conveys how deeply the French foods and wines he discusses are entrenched in each region's setting and history, making for a delectable and illuminating listening experience. Maya Fleischman wrote that review of The Food and Wine of France, Eating and Drinking, from Champagne to Provence. It's written by Edward Baer, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Graham Halstead. It's available from Tantor Media for 8 hours, unabridged. Well, since we just had that review from Graham Halstead, I think we'll take a break and we'll have a highlight talking with the narrator. Actor and voice artist Graham Halstead is known for his vocal flexibility. He's narrated everything from children's titles to French travelogues and can switch seamlessly between a dizzying array of accents. A theater actor by training, Halstead has studied Shakespeare in London and did character work in the Stellar Adler Theater, where he learned to envelop himself in a character and commit to big choices, a useful practice when he began narrating audiobooks. Several of the books I was hired to do had large casts of characters. I was doing the Hardy Boys series. Some were set in the West with crazy broad characters that required very different sounding voices. One of his first big projects was especially intimidating. I was narrating a thriller set in South Africa. That accent is very complicated, weird sounding to an American ear. It required a lot of research, both for learning the accent and for applying it to men, women, and different aged characters. Also, he remembers ruefully, the book involved pronouncing tons of place names of parks and wild animal reserves that are not in Wikipedia. I had to go into the depths of YouTube to find someone who mentions them. Halstead does much of his linguistic research by hand. That's old fashioned, I guess, he says. For that big South African project, I had 7 very cramped little A Beautiful Mind style pages of handwritten notes on pronunciations. Though he no longer goes quite that overboard researching, he still likes to be thorough. Halstead's recent work narrating The Wizard's Dog offered an opportunity to stretch his flexible vocal voice still further. His book is so funny and so smart and so unexpectedly touching. Merlin, the great wizard, has a dog, and the stories told from his perspective. He knows sit and stay and fetch, but he wants to learn magic to save humans from their crazy troubles. The author perfectly captures a dog brain, that silly sort of open-hearted, up-for-anything dog thinking. It was such fun to narrate. Whatever voice he's creating, Halstead says, the secret to great audiobook performances is the ability to bring your entire soul to a role. That's what makes people compelling on stage and in audiobook performances. Bringing your heart, body, mind, and oomph to something. You need to bring everything you've learned as a human to inform what you're trying to convey. That narrator highlight was conducted by Jesse C. Grierson. Here's a review of WTF, What the French? It's by Olivier Monnier, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Graham Halstead. Narrator Graham Halstead gives a top-notch performance of this entertaining and comprehensive commentary on the cultural, social, and political quirks of the French. Halstead's dry delivery and subtle intonation deftly infuse a delicate balance of irony and seriousness into a myriad of observations, including how the French language has been dumbed down and why the French judicial system is considered a sick joke. Halstead's authentic French accent sprinkles cheekiness into the section titled How to Be French and playfully conveys the sexy translations of English film titles and the discussion of how the French love of food permeates their verbal expressions. The nuances of French idiosyncrasies sparkle in this lively listening experience. Maya Fleischman wrote that review of WTF, What the French? It's by Olivier Monnier, an Earphones winner read by Graham Halstead. It's available from Highbridge Audio for 6.5 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review in contemporary culture, you'll have to forgive me for this one because I don't know how to pronounce the title, The Little Book of Hygge, Danish Secrets to Happy Living. It's written and read by Mike Wiking. You'll finally know how to pronounce Hygge after listening to this audiobook, and you might find yourself wanting to invite author Mike Wiking over for some mulled wine. Hygge is Danish, the Danish concept of coziness plus that's currently experiencing a surge of publicity outside of Denmark. Narrating with a slight accent, Wiking is able and appealing as a reader of his own work, which serves as both an in-depth explanation of Hygge as well as a treatise on how and why its practice might impact your overall happiness and well-being. Wiking is the CEO of the Happiness Research Institute in Copenhagen. If you're of a certain disposition, this audiobook experience will feel like a warm blanket on a dark winter night. Jennifer M. Dowell wrote that review of The Little Book of Hygge, Danish Secrets to Happy Living. It's written and read by Mike Wiking. It's available from Harper Audio for 3.5 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next in contemporary culture, we have The Lion in the Living Room, How Cats Tamed Us and Took Over the World. Abigail Tucker wrote it, and it's read by Arden Hammersmith. Tucker explores the eternal question, are we the pets or the owners? When it comes to cohabitation with felines, she traces how cats came to be and to currently exist, both in the wild as one of the most invasive animal species and in the house as the most common house pet. Narrator Arden Hammersmith's voice contains a slight rasp coupled with a low pitch for a female. These traits blend together and remind one of the light purring one might hear in a cat's presence. It feels entirely right for this audiobook. She perfectly captures Tucker's tone, whether she's voicing genuine concerns of people quoted, wryly slipping in a pun, or conveying the complexity of felines. Hammersmith doesn't miss a beat. Lance Eaton wrote that review of The Lion in the Living Room, How House Cats Tamed Us and Took Over the World. It's written by Abigail Tucker, read by Arden Hammersmith. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 7.25 hours, unabridged. Continuing in contemporary culture, we have Freedom is a Constant Struggle, Ferguson, Palestine, and the Foundations of a Movement. It's written by Angela Davis, read by Angela Davis and Carlene Marlowe. Activist and scholar Angela Davis tackles our 21st century notion of freedom, who has it, who is denied it, and the powerful forces that corrupt or distort it to marginalize individuals and groups. She narrates this collection of essays, interviews, and speeches with an authorial but benevolent tone as one who has witnessed directly and indirectly so much of the inequality in the U.S. and beyond. Her passion about these matters resonates in her raspy voice, which reflects a fierce desire to call out those forces that would deny anyone freedom. While the details and anecdotes overlap in some areas, Davis's audiobook succeeds in capturing what has been done to ensure freedom and what still needs doing. Lance Eaton wrote that review of Freedom is a Constant Struggle, Ferguson, Palestine, and the Foundations of a Movement. It's written by Angela Y. Davis, read by Angela Davis and Colleen Marlowe. It's available from Tantor Media for 6 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in contemporary culture is Invisible Man Got the Whole World Watching, A Young Black Man's Education by Michael Denzel Smith. It's read by Kevin R. Free. Grappling with what Barack Obama's presidency means for racial progress, Smith delves into his own education, awakening, and reawakening as he recounts his own stumbling through the funhouse mirror hall that is race and white supremacy in the United States. Narrator Kevin Free's soft but emotionally engaged voice captures Smith's prose perfectly. It aligns well with Smith's journey from teenager to adult, communicating both the youthful disposition and the sense of things still to be learned that emanate from Smith's prose. Free maintains a good cadence and uses effective emphasis throughout. He especially shines as Smith grapples with reevaluating his sense of Black identity in relation to its intersection with other identities revolving around gender, mental health, and class. Lance Eaton wrote that review of Invisible Man got the whole world watching, A Young Black Man's Education. It's by Michael Denzel Smith, read by Kevin R. Free, and it's available from Recorded Books for 6 hours, unabridged. Finally today, we have We Are Charleston, Tragedy and Triumph at Mother Emanuel. It's written by Herb Fraser, Dr. Bernard Edward Powers, Jr., and Marjorie Wentworth, and it's read by Barry Scott. Tragedy struck the community of Charleston, South Carolina on June 17, 2015, when a white supremacist shooter went to a prayer service at the Mother Emanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church with murder on his mind. Barry Scott's resonant narration gives voice to the tragedy and those who died that night. Listening to the description of an event like this is a solemn experience, given additional gravitas through Scott's rich tone. Scott tells the story not only of that night, but also of the history of Charleston that led to it, as well as the effect the shooting had on the community. Listeners who experience this audiobook will feel a special connection to those whose lives were shattered that night. Andrew G. McKinley wrote that review of We Are Charleston, Tragedy and Triumph at Mother Emanuel. It's written by Herb Fraser, Dr. Bernard Edward Powers, Jr., and Marjorie Wentworth, and it's read by Barry Scott. It's available from Thomas Nelson for 8.5 hours, unabridged. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have a listening with Tess Bickford of Tess Designer Yarns, and then we'll have reviews in Mystery and Suspense. We'll have a review of Earphones winner, The Wrong Side of Goodbye, Harry Bosch, Book 21, by Michael Connolly, read by Titus Welliver. IQ by Joe Ide, read by Sullivan Jones, and A Study in Scarlet Women, Lady Sherlock, Book 1, by Sherry Thompson. Thomas, read by Kate Redding. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.